By law, every 5 years, the federal government has to come up with new dietary guidelines for Americans. So for the past year, a panel of outside experts has been sifting through the latest science on nutrition. Its recommendations are expected tomorrow. The final guidelines will appear early next year. NPR's Richard Knox reports that the key battle has already begun.
Among the 34 conclusions reached by the advisory panel are several that aim to change the American diet in significant ways. For instance, the experts say people shouldn't consume more than a teaspoon of salt a day. That's about half the typical intake now. Trans fatty acids found in many vegetable oils should make up no more than 1% of calories, less than half today's intake. The panel says people should eat at least 2 helpings of fish a week. But the big controversy within the advisory group was about sugar. And some are disappointed about the way the recommendations came out.
In the case of sugar, it'll say, choose wisely among carbohydrates, which of course means nothing.
Michael Jacobson is head of the Center for Science and the Public Interest, a group that often criticizes federal nutrition policy as tilted toward the food industry.
It looks like the committee has taken a major retreat on refined sugars, sugar and high fructose corn syrup, that are playing a bigger and bigger role in the American diet.
It's an urgent problem, Jacobson says. Most Americans are overweight or obese. More and more in this unhealthy category are children and adolescents.
25% of teenagers get 25% or more of their calories from refined sugars. That's crazy. You know, that's just diets out of control. Sugar consumption has gone up by maybe 30% in the last 20 years or so. Sugar is a major problem, and it's unfortunate that this committee isn't giving it the attention that it really deserves.
But buried within the recommendations is evidence of a significant victory for the anti-sugar voices on the panel. Last May, the draft report drew no link between sugar intake and obesity. There was fierce debate. Then, two new studies emerged documenting greater obesity among teenagers and adult women who consume a lot of soft drinks. And committee member Carlos Camargo of Harvard Medical School says the balance shifted.
Several of the members were sufficiently persuaded that we could move ahead with a conclusive statement that did link the consumption of added sugars and sugar-sweetened beverages to obesity.
The statement says a reduced intake of added sugars, especially sugar-sweetened beverages, may help in achieving recommended intakes of nutrients and in weight control. That's the fine print. The overall bullet point is merely choose carbohydrates wisely.
Now here's the problem. If the government doesn't teach people about those choices and about what items are better for your health and what items are not so good for your health, or even outright unhealthy, well then it'll fail. Because people need that advice, that education about the choices. Simply telling people to choose wisely does nothing.
The industry thinks choose wisely is just fine. Cheryl Diggs is with the Sugar Association.
I think it's an excellent idea. You should choose your carbohydrates wisely, and you should choose everything in your diet wisely.
The Sugar Association will try to make sure the final guidelines don't emphasize cutting back on sugar. So will the American Beverage Association, which thinks the government should tell Americans to eat less of everything and exercise more. At stake is what the government will tell Americans about dietary sugar until the next revision in the year 2010. Richard Knox, NPR News.